Thank you for choosing our Stop Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
This is John Leach again.
Hi,
Did I have
John.
you?
Yes, you did. Give me one second.
Okay.
All right. Let me get some of this information back in here because because I do have to close out of things before I go. I will get us going fairly quickly.
No problem.
Just need to get a couple of these bits of information. All right, John, what is that email address?
Okay, and I talked to my girlfriend. She said it's all lower letters, you know what I mean? By that. Okay, J. LEAC is in car H 1168 at hotmail.com.
Fantastic. And John, the phone number you're calling me at, that 518-929-3778, is that a good contact number for you?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, the only phone I got.
No worries. We do have a couple of ways we can contact you. We have phone, email, or text message. Which one would you prefer?
Well, until I get used to it, I never had this thing before, so I would rather have text message until I get going on it, you know?
No worries, we definitely can do that. So here at Archtop Fiber, we can notify our customers about account-specific updates about your order or installation appointments via text message. You can also confirm your appointments via text messaging. And let me assure you, we're not going to use this for any other purpose other than account-specific details unless you authorize us to do so. Message and data rates may apply. Is this all okay?
Yep.
Awesome, fantastic. So, would you like to sign up for our auto pay and paperless billing at this time, or do you want to just go old
Yeah.
school?
No.
You want to go, you want to sign up?
I was going to use my debit card. Is that all right?
That's perfectly fine, just so you are aware with. So, on the little placard you got in the mail, it does say if you are to get that $69.99 price, it's with ACH auto payment. That means it's an electronic check from your bank. Essentially, it's your bank's accounting number and routing number. If you don't want to use that, that's fine. It just increases the price just a little bit by about $5 every month. So it would be $74.99 a month.
Okay, no problem.
All right. Whenever you're ready, John, go ahead with your card information.
It's 5449 2801 7939
Okay.
6691.
All right. What's the expiration date?
Oh
Wait,
my
so
God.
what's the last four numbers one more time, John? Sorry about that.
6691.
6691.
Correct.
So let me just give that a read back to you. I have 5449-2801-7939
Nope.
six
7639.
7639. That would do it for me. Sorry about that. That's where I got him. Why it was coming back at me. I'm like, oh, wait, I gotta make sure I got this. So what is the expiration date?
It says it's okay until 0928.
Thank you. And on the back of the card, there should be a three-digit code where you see the sign bar. What is that?
609.
609. All right.
Yep.
Card is in your name, John. John Leach.
So John Lee. It says that on the card, it says John E, my middle Edward Leach, and I'm a junior.
All right. No worries there. All right. What's the zip code attached to this card?
What kind of card, right?
So the zip code is just like, where does the bill for this card go? Does it go to your house
Oh,
there?
key. Yeah, my house. Yeah, it's a key bank card.
12, 12534, correct?
Yeah, 1168. 12534.
Fantastic. And would you like to make this your primary payment method going forward?
Would I like to what?
Would you like to make this your primary payment method? Essentially, the card we use to pay your bill.
Yeah, right, definitely.
Oh, fantastic. Let me get that information saved. All right, it's going to generate what's called a token for me. Essentially, it's just an authorization thing. I do have a couple of our legal disclaimers I do have to go over with you before we
Okay.
continue. So at the time of your initial connection, our technician will determine the best way to bring service to your home from the street. They may install a drop cable, that cable that does connect our fiber service prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be
Okay.
laid on the ground. We'll help to coordinate for that cable to be buried within 10 days upon placement. If you do have a current service provider, we do ask that you maintain consistent connection with them until your service with us has been installed before you call and cancel. The ONT
Okay.
gateway and any other equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send everything back to us. If you do not return it within that 30 days, you may be charged up to $135 for each unit not returned in a timely fashion. For any questions you may have in general about billing statements or just general questions about terms of service, you can go online to archtopfiber.com. You can also access your account portal, which will use your email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be
Okay.
bound by our terms of service as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. So you got the mailer. Is there anything on your property our technician should be aware of, such as buried wires, septic tanks, or a well?
Is there anything on the property to?
That our
Could you
technician.
repeat that?
Is there anything on the property that our technician should be aware of on your property, such as
No,
buried?
no.
Nope.
No,
Okay.
no. The phone line came through there right on that pole, so.
No worries. We won't have to worry about it then.
No. There's one question, can I ask?
Sure.
I work yet, and but I'm off on Mondays and Fridays. Is that possible to have it when you have to come in the house to do that on a Monday or Friday?
Definitely, we can definitely get those scheduled out for Monday or Friday as soon as your in service date comes up. 'Cause I was looking, it doesn't look like your service will be ready for about another 2 weeks or so before we're actually at your location. So you do have a little bit of time before we're going to give you a call to schedule for this installation.
Yeah, I see the trucks out here now.
So yeah, for your address, we are currently, what we're doing is we're actually getting all that fiber line laid out so that we can get to our customers. So we're still working on the process of making sure all of our fiber optic lines are good to go. As I stated, we'll give you a call on your in-service date on or a little bit after your in-service date just to ensure that we can get you scheduled out for your installation. All
I
right, you
just
should.
wanted to get on. I just wanted to get you before Sunday,
No, I understand that,
Yeah.
John. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, and thank you for being so patient with me.
Oh, you're quite welcome, John.
I'm 75 years old, and they're telling me I got to go to the computer age, so that's what I'm trying to do.
No, I understand that. Well, if there's nothing else, John, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. Welcome to the family. We will be giving you a call here in about 2 weeks to get your service installed.
Okay, and thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.